Part of the ongoing fallout from the events this week that have so deeply unsettled so many people. For his part, Australia's current Prime Minister says he was incredulous and exasperated to learn the Martin Place gunman was on bail. Tony Abbott believes it was extraordinary that Manharon Monis was on the streets and not on any watch list. He's also questioning why Monis received legal aid funding to challenge his convictions in the High Court. Senior political figures have a long list of questions they want answered by the review Mr. Abbott announced yesterday into the Mount Martin Place siege. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Tony Abbott's told Macquarie Radio the Martin Place hostage-taking and murders were a horrific wake-up call.
And yes, the tragedy is that that this has happened. I mean, this was an atrocity. It may well have been a preventable atrocity, and that's why this swift and thorough review is so important.
It leaves a growing list of questions, including why the gunman, Manharon Monis, was not on a security agency watch list.
Now, we can't monitor everyone all the time. That's impossible and wrong in a free society. But where there is significant evidence that people are capable and willing to do us harm, well, then we need to have them under proper supervision.
The Treasurer Joe Hockey told Channel 7 the authorities have been given more money to counter terrorism.
We have just given our security agencies a few months back over $600 million more for policing these sort of people. There are a lot of good questions. I mean, how we missed him is a source of immense frustration to us, particularly given that we've given more resources to our security agencies.
Mr. Abbott questions why Monis was on bail when he faced serious charges and why he wasn't on an intelligence agency watch list.
Like just about everyone else from the Premier down, I was incredulous and exasperated at this. This guy has a long history of violence. He has a long history of mental instability. He has a long criminal record and an obvious infatuation with extremism. So it was extraordinary that he was on our streets, not apparently on any watch list, at least since about 2009. This is all extraordinary, and that's why it's important that we get to the bottom of who knew what and when and how it was all handled.
The Federal Attorney-General, George Brandis, says that funding boost Mr. Hockey refers to only went to the security agencies in August, but he has asked ASIO to examine its handling of the case.
What was an ASIO appears to have been an ASIO investigation which was current in about 2008 and 2009, was discontinued in, so it is said, around 2009. Now, I've asked ASIO to identify exactly when that decision was made, on what grounds and by whom that decision was made, and all that information, once again, will be the subject of the Secretary's inquiry established by the Prime Minister. But I counsel against use of loose terms like drop the ball. If there was an investigation that was current some years ago and that investigation was discontinued, there would have been reasons why that decision was made at the time, and we need to know what those reasons were.
The gun Monis used is also at issue. Senator Brandis says that comes down to state authorities.
If the weapon he had indeed was a banned weapon, then there's only one way he could have got that weapon, and that is illegally. So, as I say, that's a law enforcement issue, and that's one of the things that the inquiry will no doubt seek to get to the bottom of.
And the Attorney-General has called for caution over suggestions that Iran previously sought Monis's extradition.
Well, we don't have an extradition treaty with Iran to start with. I've seen the reports. I haven't read the documents from the Iranian Foreign Ministry or the documents that are alleged to exist by the Iranian ambassador or foreign minister. We know that this man had past associations with the Iranian government and going back into the 1990s, whether they bear upon or are relevant to security or policing judgments that have been made in more recent times is again something that no doubt the inquiry established by the Prime Minister will consider.
The Attorney-General George Brandis ending Louise Yaxley's report there.